Andrew Carter Morning Show, CJAD 800.
Okay, how come I didn't know about this Randy's World before? I want to go there now. I love Randy. I don't even know him, but I love that guy. Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries for your commercial, industrial, and residential air conditioning needs. Guaranteed Industries and Lennox, Montreal's leading expert since 1957. 514-342-3400. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
It's been a long time since we've had a real two-party system, and I have a feeling that there might be an appetite for change. At least conservative leader Eric Duhem is pretty hungry for change.
Yeah, and he's using it wisely because it's a way for him to get back into the news after an election disappointment because he didn't get anybody elected. So he's not even allowed to hold his press conferences within the building of the National Assembly. So that's a bit of a problem for him. Of course, it's overreach. He's claiming that he should be getting budgets out of the National Assembly and they're like, no, you didn't win a seat. But that's the system of government that we have now. It's the electoral system that we have. First past the post and the rest, too bad. So he's going to try to plead with the presumably incoming Speaker of the National Assembly, Nathalie Roy. She's a former minister of the CAQ government, expected to get that chair quite easily. And she's going to have to look at him and say, no, you don't get those budgets. The really interesting one is the first one I mentioned. Will there be a way to give this guy more access so that he can talk to the press gallery? That might be an elegant way of settling it. But Duhem has been overreaching so much in his discussions about this. There's not much appetite to help him. But there is a core problem here. If we keep the system that we have, as you correctly say, that was designed for a two-party system, how do we accommodate four opposition parties splitting 60% of the vote? Why shouldn't there be a way to give some sort of presence to Duhem? If he's modest in his approach, maybe he'll be able to get something. But the long-term goal, as you say, change the electoral system itself.
Your meatloaf is ready there, I think.
Well, actually, it's my time to call Andrew thing, but
it's your time to call Andrew. It's 7:43, Tom. You would have been late.
Yeah, but that's the recall because I had turned the first one off.
You press snooze on me? I can't believe it.
Quebec. Press news.
Okay. Quebec Solidaire has proposed a proposal for Premier Legault to help us deal better with inflation. What's that?
Well, it's a smart idea. And again, everybody's trying to get into the news a little bit. There's a classic technique. We used to call it the Russ Williams technique for my West Island colleague for a long time. He used to hold his press conferences on Sunday because he knew he'd get good coverage. So what Quebec Solidaire did is they went out there over the weekend and they said, look, we're in a period of high inflation. We haven't seen this in a whole long time. It's not fair. If you're only renewing the evaluation of what your pension is and the other things that the Quebec government gives out once a year, let's just do it twice a year. And what's smart about this, Andrew, is very often people who are in opposition come up with an idea that is so weighty bureaucratically that it's absolutely unpractical. You're never going to be able to do it. This is so simple because these checks are already going out. They can do an evaluation halfway through the year of what inflation has been. So let's say we do get a 7% inflation over a 12-month period. You boost those checks by 3.5% halfway through. So this is smart politics, and it's actually something that's doable.
Okay. But what about the rest of us, I'm thinking? We don't get raises a year.
You get to go into the
and we're paying for this
twice as often.
What's that?
Oh, yes. Well, you get to go into the boss's office twice a year and ask for.
Oh,
a raise.
Yeah, and get this. So get the no twice a year.
But here's the thing. These checks are going to be reset with regard to inflation. But if you wait a whole year, some of these are for people who are on very low fixed incomes. So I do think it's a smart idea. And politically, it's clever as well because it gets people's attention because people like you and I are talking about it.
Well, that's fine as long as it's for people with low fixed incomes and it doesn't start applying to everybody, like, all government employees, all
No, this is strictly for the benefits that the government, the checks that the government sends out. So parental insurance plan, retirement pensions, but that's under, the case, so that wouldn't be too much of a problem. The CNESST, which is for workplace accidents, that sort of thing.
Okay, what? Tell me about the giant mine in Yellowknife. What goes on there?
Well, giant mine in Yellowknife, one of the most contaminated sites in Canada. So it's going to cost Canadians over $4 billion to finally clean this thing up. When I was the environment minister in Quebec, we had about 50 mining sites across the province that had simply been abandoned. So the companies in the olden days would come in, bring in all of the chemical products that they need to refine and treat the ore, set up shop, take everything they could, and just dump stuff on the ground and leave it there. And it would, in, you know, inexorably go through the groundwater and things like that. So that's not allowed anymore. You're not going to get these situations anymore where these companies just pull up stakes and it can disappear. But the giant mine is just a horrible one, Andrew. I've been up to that site. I've been up in Yellowknife to see this. It's something that the government's been pushing very hard to change so that a mining company can no longer come in and behave this way. But in the meantime, this one is going to cost you and me over $4 billion. That's a
Well, what do they have to do? What takes $4 billion? Like, what do they? That's a
lot
of dough.
You got to take the contaminated soil and you got to treat it, just so that it stops leaching all of these horrible chemical products into the ground. Now, that's the most. It's the most expensive federal environmental cleanup in the country's history. But one of the other worst ones was the tailing ponds in Nova Scotia behind a big steel production plant that they had there. And you know, these things just lay there. In the olden days, you would just leave the junk near the factory and walk away from it. But again, Peter McKay, who was then a senior minister from Nova Scotia, was able to get the feds to come in and provide with the massive cleanup in the case of the Nova Scotia one. And at the other end of the country, we've got this mess in Yellowknife.
You have a good day. Thanks very much.
You too, Andrew. Yep. Take good care. That's-